Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Certainly, it is a blessing to be here with you today. This morning was kind of trying because we had the storm on last night and was without power. So I am starting a little late today, but nevertheless, God has blessed us to be here together again. And so I just like to go forward with what God has for us. You know, today's kingdom assignment is to replenish joy. And I definitely didn't want to miss today without giving you what God's assignment was for today. Today's assignment is replenish joy. As I was doing my research, it was to replenish means to fill something up again, to refill or recharge. You know, if we are replenishing it, that means that at some point it existed and something happened and it either diminished, we allow the enemy to take it from us, whatever it may be, this is the time to refill, to get recharged with joy. You know, joy is such a beautiful thing because it brings happiness. It is a gift from God. And we certainly want to be mindful of the gifts that God allows us to partake in. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. It's delight, it's jubilation, it's triumph, it's exaltation, it's exhilaration. All those things that God meant for us to have living this life here on earth. And so we want to be mindful. Are you exhibiting joy on your day-to-day, in your day-to-day activities? Are you exhibiting joy in your situations? Are you exhibiting joy when you go coming and going here and there? We've got to make sure that we're exhibiting joy because that is in itself a testimony to the people. It's a testimony of God's people. It's a testimony of, you know, this is how, you know, God intended for us to be. It's a testimony of, in all your trials, continue to show joy. And so God is mindful that he would visit us on today to remind us of the gift that he has given us, that we already have. He's provided it. It's provision for us. It is to help us in this journey, this adventure. And he is reminding us that we have it. Sometimes we have to be reminded, hey, I've given you joy. And so, you know, to be reminded that you've given joy, you know, and that you can use it. It's for your using. And so you need to make sure that you're exhibiting that, you're displaying it, and that God, you know, you're showing people that God is moving in your life like never before. Even in the trying times, you know, people watch. They watch to see how you're going to deal with things. They watch to see how you're going to respond. And we should always be displaying the love of God and acting and moving in the love of God. Today's base scripture is James 1, 2, chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. So God is saying even in the murkiest waters, even in the trying, the most trying times, count it all joy. you know what allows me to keep my eyes on joy is the fact that I know that we are victorious. I know that God has already given us the victory, and I know that God is coming back for a ready people. He's coming back for me. So with me knowing those things, I can face tomorrow. I can look towards my trials. I can look them in the face, and I can know that God has my back, He is on my side, and that this is working out for my good. You know, there's so many different scriptures that will encourage you to keep moving, to keep, you know, pushing forward, to keep looking and seeking God for all of your solutions, all of your supplies. So, you know, you've got to understand that, you know, joy is really valuable, it's precious, and we should not allow the enemy to take it. We should not allow the enemy to step in and steal our joy. You know, sometimes we allow him, we're caught off guard, and, you know, it could be that we're driving down the street. We're on the street, we're on the freeway, and someone cuts us off. And just that quickly, we've allowed, you know, the enemy to come in and steal our joy. So we want to make sure that we are protecting it, we are preserving it, that we are, you know, guarding it at all costs, you know. So what defines your joy? What defines your joy? You know, we have to look into that. What defines your joy? And, you know, joy is really worshiping God. It is being happy and displaying your appreciation for God. And so, you know, when we talk about joy, we talked about happiness. So it's really what makes you happy. You know, we've got to take inventory of our lives, because if we're not careful, the things that make us happy, that are taking our focus off of God, they become idols. And so we've got to make sure that we're not participating in idolatry. And so we've got to make sure that we're not placing our joy in people. We're not basing our joy based upon, you know, things, situations, things of that sort. So, you know, God says that He is a jealous God. You know, it's really something, and we're so unappreciative when we take what God has given us, the gift, and we actually place it in other places other than God. And so, you know, we got to be very careful, because there's a thin line in moving into idolatry. And so God says, do not worship any other gods besides me. Do not make idols of any kind, whether in the shape of birds or animals or fish. You must never worship or bow down to them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not share your affection with any other gods. And that's coming from Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 5. And so, you know, you've got to understand that when we are participating in joy, when we're participating in happiness, we are showing God that we appreciate Him through worship, through praise, through being happy in God, in the life that God has given us. And you got to understand that in order to have that relationship with God, which is what should be bringing us joy, We have to commit, all of us, not, you know, half of us. God wants all of us, and so we have to commit to all of us. And we cannot even fully even enjoy the gift that God has given us until we really strengthen our relationship with God. Because remember, the joy and the happiness comes in the relationship that you have with God. And so we want to be mindful that are displaying the gift that God has given us, but we're doing it in a way that honors and praises Him. You know, and when that joy is taken, you know, it's really something that, you know, we can allow someone to take a gift. Think about it. If you received a birthday gift or anniversary gift or a Christmas gift, how apt are you, how apt are you to allow someone to take that gift from you? I don't think you're going to allow anyone to take that gift from you. Well, you should consider the same thing with the gifts that God gives us. You should consider that same thing. And so God is trying to get us in a place to where we understand. Now, Psalms chapter 47, verse 1 says, clap your hands, all ye nations, shout to God with cries of joy, which means that you're giving praise and honor to God. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3 says, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. And so it's nothing but pure happiness. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7 says, go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is now that God favors what you do. Proverbs 10 and 28, the prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. So we should be displaying joy. We should be happy. There's no way that you should be walking around on this earth looking all sad. You know, I used to have this look about me when I would, just anything that I was involved in. It would just be a look as if I was sad or if something was really wrong with me. And, you know, people begin to ask you, what is wrong with you? And certainly people don't want to be around you. So you have to kind of take inventory of your life to ensure that you are, you know, displaying the attributes, displaying the personality of God. Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, God has given us these gifts to calm us, to support us, to comfort us, you know, to add to the trust that we have in him. When we're trusting in God, we should not let anything take our happiness, our joy. We shouldn't let anything take our peace, because all of our trust is in him. Think about it in this way. When you put your trust in man may fail you. Man may not live up to your expectations. When you put your trust in things will deteriorate, materials, values will depreciate, and you know, it won't give you the same reassurance. So we ought to put our trust in God, trust in him for all things, through all things, and in all things. You know, that Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. That means all the happiness that you need, God has it. Anything that you need, God has it. So why not trust in him? So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there he's reinforcing it with the Holy Spirit that is imparted in you, resides inside of you. 2 John 1 and 12 says, I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete, so that our happiness may be complete. You know, notice that, you know, it's not a distant thing. We talked about being an example and showing the joy and the love of Christ, the peace of Christ, to all nations, not just to the people that you're exposed, but everywhere that you go, show the joy. Luke 15 and 7 says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. You know, yesterday we talked about pride. We talked about relinquishing your pride. When you're relinquishing, that means you're pulling off something, and then you're going to replace it. You're going to add something. So we're taking off pride, we're adding humility, we're adding joy, we're adding those things. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now we're being referred to as the happiness that God gives you as your strength. Notice that God has considered all things when he is blessing you. He's considered your strength. He's considered your trust. He's considered the relationship that he is wanting with you. So let's be mindful and let's find ourselves in the joy of the Lord. You know, today's assignment is replenish your joy. So let's go back and let's refill. Let's recharge ourselves with joy. If you've been feeling down and sad lately, pick yourself up. Get into the scriptures and begin to read. And let those scriptures uplift you. Let them enlighten you to what God is saying to you today. Also, remember, kingdom assignments are not just for you, but they're for other people too. So if someone crosses your path and they feel like they seem down, uplift them. Uplift your sisters and your brothers. You know, you don't have to get all nosy and be in people's business, but you can say an encouraging word. You can give an encouraging smile. You can display the love of Christ and the peace of Christ so that your brothers and sisters will know the way to God. And so I admonish you to just continue to move forward in each assignment that God has given us. Again, this assignment is a little bit late, so I hope that I didn't miss any of my audience. You know, I try to get up and prepare these at 5:30 each morning so that you're able to hear them before you set out among your day. You know, regardless, we should all be praying, and we should be seeking God for what our assignments and what our guidance and instructions are for each day. And so I certainly pray that you did reach out to our Father and that you prayed and asked him to enlighten you for today, and that you prayed and you just reached out to him and you praised and worshiped him for allowing you to see another day, and that you, you know, are in total obedience for what God would say for today. That's what God is calling for from his people, is obedience. You've got to first have an ear to hear. That does not happen if you do not have a relationship with God, and God is taking time to come down and build these relationships. We can't just build it by talking to God. We've got to build it by getting in that word, because God speaks to us in different ways. He speaks to us in various ways. He speaks to us through the wind. He speaks to us in the word. He speaks to us through prayer. He speaks to us through meditation. Also, he speaks to us through song. And so, you know, whatever method God is, you know, provided for you and speaking to you and giving you a word and guidance, you've got to be open. You've got to be available. You've got to be willing to be used by God. And so that's where we're, you know, that's our focus, that's our aim, is that we're pushing so that you can, too, be used by God. God is standing with his arms outstretched. He's waiting for you to come to him. He's always been there waiting. He's never left us or forsook us. He's never turned his back on us. He's always been there for us. Even when we have walked away and gotten ourselves into different situations, God is there. And so we've got to show God our appreciation, show God our love. We can never appreciate or love God more than he loves us. We can never give to him more than he's given to us. But we can start by showing him our appreciation through worship and through praise, through acknowledgement for him and who he is, for acknowledgement of the gifts that he has given us, not letting those gifts lay, you know, barren on the wayside. They're not producing fruit, you know, but taking our gifts and using them for the uplifting of the kingdom and the building of his people. You know, God is in a place now to where, you know, the climates are changing and everywhere, and things are happening. There's catastrophic things, but you haven't seen anything yet. There's more to come. And God is preparing his people, because there's going to be a time where people are going to be running to him, and they're going to need a word. They're going to need some guidance. They're going to need instruction. And why not let it start with you? You should be building in the word, building yourself in prayer, building your relationship so that when God tells you to go, you go. And when God tells you to do, you do. And when God tells you to move, you move. Because that's how people will see the manifestation of God, is through you, the vessel that God has chosen for this very hour. And so I would admonish you to move closer to God. You know, we have so many people moving away from God, but God is saying, move closer to me so that you will know my heart. You will hear my heartbeat. You will feel my heartbeat.
You will hear my words. You will hear my whispers. You will feel my spirit. And so God is wanting us to be more in his image so that we can move about this earth and we can display the love of Christ. We can display the love of the love that he had when he sent his son to die for us for our redemption. We can display those things. We can actually summons men to read the word and get in the word like never before. We can encourage our brothers and sisters to move forward through scripture and through words that God has given us for his people. I thank God for your listening ears on this day. Truly, even though we had the storms and the lightning and we've got flash flood warnings and we've got all kinds of things that we are being faced with in this day, God is still in the protection business. God is still in the promotion business. God is still in control. Don't ever think for one second that God is not in control. He is in control like never before. And we've got to look to our Father for instructions and guidance on what to do in these times of trials, times of tribulations. We should most often know that God is here, and because he's here and he's in us, he has made us victorious. He has prepared us for the task. He's prepared us for the assignment that he has set before us. I thank God again because God is just, he never fails us. He's always faithful. He's always present. And, you know, you can't ask for anything better than that. You know, man may walk away. And man may not always be dependable. Situations may happen, but God is there to catch you. And he's not there to just catch you, but he's there to hold you. And sometimes he needs to carry you. And so God knows, you know, we should trust in him because he knows what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. And so what better friend to have than to have the friendship and the relationship of God? Again, I'd like to thank you for listening today. If you'd like for me to pray for you, I can be reached for prayer requests at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. That's my email. I can also be reached on Twitter at ptwithsbutler. I also have a Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler Facebook page. And then also I have a website. It's provokingthoughts.us. Join in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow when we come and we are faced with another kingdom assignment. Be ready and prepared to hear what thus saith the Lord. I'd like to thank the group Unbroken Light for their the contribution of their musical selection for this podcast. You can find information on Unbroken Light on their website at unbrokenlight.com. Also, they have a Facebook page that's called Unbroken Light. Be blessed.